from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Curry to Thompson. Thompson to the rim. Goes up. He got fouled from behind. Trying to duck it. Danny Green with the foul. Thompson's hurt. Oh, he's hurt.
His left knee. Kim, he is really hurt.
Danny Green fouled him as he flew in for a dunk. He fouled him from behind. How many more injuries must this team go through?
I just don't like the way he reacted when he was on the ground.
The ovation you hear right now is for Klay Thompson. He walked down the tunnel and said, no, I'm not going to the locker room. This is game 6 of the NBA Finals. I'm going to turn around, walk under his own power, got back to the free throw line.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was 2019 game 6 when Klay came out to shoot 2 free throws after suffering that injury.
Incredible.
Against the Toronto Raptors. Klay Thompson, if you haven't heard, he is signing with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. Klay Thompson, after 13 years with the Golden State Warriors, he's now going to play for the Dallas Mavericks, and the Big Three is no longer. How you feeling, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570.
Yeah, I watched that game Saturday night. He was down there thriving in pain, and he was on one, had 30 in the third quarter. And that would have been number 6, because number 5 was when Draymond got suspended, and that would have been the 6th chip.
Okay. Judy in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, Judy? How you doing?
Hi there. Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Sure. Hey.
I apologize if I missed this, but I'm confused as to why we're skirting around the extension Klay received when he was injured. Are we not factoring that in? Are you guys thinking that doesn't matter? I'm a little bit lost. I appreciate everything Klay has done, but I feel like when we got down to it, if it really was about a loyalty thing, and granted, I have no idea what the conversations between the Warriors and Klay and Steph and Draymond and all of that, we don't know because we weren't there. But I don't understand why we're skirting around the extension that he received when he was injured. I've heard a couple of callers mention it, but you guys didn't respond to it. So if you have an explanation, I'd appreciate it, because I am a little bit lost on that.
All right. I mean, I'll just tell you how I look at it. And people look at it as though Klay Thompson got paid 2 years and didn't play. I don't look at it that way. I mean, he was working to try to get back. In the NBA, when you get a contract, the bottom line is when you sign on the dotted line, that contract is guaranteed. It's guaranteed, and that's what every player assumes. And I guarantee you, Klay Thompson doesn't feel like he owes the Warriors anything, considering he got hurt while trying to improve as a player and working out before the season and then he had a rehab for two straight years. I mean, I know some people look at it as though, whoa, Warriors paid Clay for 2 years and he didn't play. I got to tell you, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as he paid the price for being a basketball player, and he rehabbed for 2 years, and he deserves to get paid for that.
Yeah, and he was a badass, one of the best two-way players to ever do it. And I'll say this, at the time of the first injury, Stoney, everybody was being proactive. He was young enough, and you thought he would come back from that. And then, you know, there was the second injury. You thought he would come back from it. But, you know, when it was all said and done, again, the one thing that I took away, and nobody's asking about Game 6, 2019, Stoney, is – it's a different Clay, the one we saw debut against Cleveland, his first game back at Chase Center after those injuries. But, man, he was a specimen, and those legs, you know, obviously would never be the same. But still, the guy he is today can shoot 39% from three, average 18 points in a regular season game, for a season, duration of a season. And all we seem to talk about is what he's lost, he can't guard. But Jesus, I could give you a list as long as the Bay Bridge of guys that can score, Luka being one of them at a different clip, obviously, and not play D.
888-957-9570 is the number. And Klay Thompson is going to be a Dallas Maverick. Plain and simple. 3 years, $50 million. And how we feeling, Warrior fans? Yeah. Dave's in Santa Clara. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay, I wish I was doing better. I just want to say thank you to Mr. Klay Thompson for all these awesome years. We really enjoyed watching you. I think you're one of the most incredible players to ever wear a Warrior uniform. My next message would be to Mr. Dunleavy and Mr. Lakeup that you guys blew it, and I really wish that they would have gone a little bit harder to keep some respect for our boy Clay. This guy is part of the Splash Brothers, and the Splash Brothers really resurrected our Warriors from being bottom dwellers, and I really wish they would have given Clay a little more respect.
Appreciate the call, Dave.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Dave, Stoney, just a little bit, because I feel like the tea leaves that I'm reading and watching Clay and being around the team and, you know, working for the flagship, working on the flagship station here, I just feel like he wasn't appreciated at the end. And we don't know to what extent, but it was not good asking him to go to the bench, which he did and played good soldiers, Donnie, how that rubbed him the wrong way. And I can honestly believe him on the boat, coming to the arena, driving home after a bad or good game, thinking, you know what, Stoney and Evan didn't even have my back. And that, I'm not saying that's the right frame of mind, but a guy that prideful, that's done so much, I guess I would be like, you know what, Stoney didn't even go to the boss and try to veto this. Maybe Steph did, but I haven't got wind of it. But I think he was angry, and he wanted to get out of here and start fresh.
N. Hertz, $1.99 super chat on the YouTube chat. No income tax in Texas. No income tax in Texas.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop.
What are you going to stop?
No, Clay's made a boatload of money, but I hear you.
Let's go to Campbell. Campbell's in London, England. What's up, Campbell? How you doing? Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Doing all right. I'm doing a little study abroad. I'm in college at UCLA. Doing a little study abroad right now in the summer.
Whoop.
Man, this is sad. I'm 20, so you know, the Warriors were Klay Thompson. I was about six, seven years old when Klay Thompson was a Warrior. I grew up watching that guy. He's one of probably my favorite player of all time. You know, my grandpa, him and I really bonded over our love for Klay Thompson. So it's been a hard day for me. But like everyone else has said, I wish him the best in Dallas. Sad to hear. But I guess the second point now is, you know, Warriors didn't accept that Bulls trade for Zach LaVine. I agree with that, but what's the path now? What's the direction? You know, is it the youth movement, or is it, you know, are you trying to find, you know, from Charlotte, you're trying to get Grant Williams? Oh, gosh, I hope not. Or, you know, trying to pipe dream for Miles Bridges? I don't know, guys. Want to hear your take. Is D'Anthony Melton the guy now at the two? Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Again, D, I love you. Talking about DeAnthony Stoney. I hope not. I hope he's not your starting two. But Clay's made $223 million in his career, Stoney. He's okay. And he turned down 80 to avoid the Laker circus. So Evan's kind of talked me into it. He didn't want to play for JJ and the Bronny stuff. So he found a good spot. I'm sorry. I think he'll be a good fit in Dallas.
I mean, the one thing I think we're finding out is, and again, I said this on Friday, but I'm not meaning it in a negative way, but Warriors came into the offseason not knowing what direction they were going in. I mean, I think that's obvious. They went after Paul George. They didn't get him. They let Clay walk. You know, I mean, they're Markkanen. Now Markkanen. Hey, is Markkanen available? So maybe they want to go that way.
Don't forget the CP3 trade. They tried to get something for that.
LaVine. They looked about LaVine. No. Do we want LaVine? No, not LaVine. I mean, they're clearly in a mode where they could be, I don't want to say talked into anything, but they have a few avenues they can go down, and they're going to go down what they think is the best one that probably gives them the better chance to win immediately.
Let me read something to you. Come on, Stoney, stop letting the callers rip Dunleavy. This is Meyer's fault more than anyone. That's why he bailed. Dunleavy was just figuring this out.
Why did Meyer's bail? He bailed because it was over. It was over. And he knew it. And maybe he didn't want to re-sign Draymond Green. And Joe Lacob said, I'm not ready to do that yet. That's the one thing about...
There's some validity to that.
That's the one thing about these moves. We don't know. You want to... Listen, bottom line is, it's going to go on Dunleavy's ledger, the Draymond Green $100 million contract. It's going on Dunleavy's ledger that Klay Thompson walked. Now, I don't know if it's Dunleavy. To me, I always feel like I got to go to the top, and it's Joe Lacob.
Well, that presser, that exit presser with Myers last year, Stoney, he did say, people think it's just me. He said they do. It's a group effort. So there's more than one voice,
right? But the Bucks,
some decisions.
The buck stops with Joe Lacob. Yeah. If there's four guys in there who need to make a decision and it's 2-2, Joe Lacob's going to be the one to determine what road they're going down. Let's go to Lamont is in Oakland. Hey, Lamont, what's going on, man?
Hell.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
So I just wanted to say this one thing. So I think that if Klay Thompson is just a symptom or a result of the bad decision that the front office made with Draymond back with the four years. And the reason why I say that is because what happened was they assumed, and so when Steve Kerr said the other day, what was it last year when he said we don't win a championship without Draymond Green, right? We're not a championship team without Draymond Green or whatnot, and didn't say that about Klay.
Mm-hmm.
He ignored the fact that Draymond Green in their last championship was on the bench when they played Boston. Let's keep it 100, right? Mm-hmm. They benched him in that Celtics series, right? And then the next year after that, he swings on Poole, right? We see what happens, and then they still extend him. But, yes, he's important for a championship team, but the team has to actually be a championship team first. So the problem is that when they got older – you actually need Poole, and you actually need those younger players more than you need Draymond, because Draymond is a piece, like a linchpin piece, if you're knocking on the door. And I know the other guy said he could have got $25 million from other – I don't think anybody else would offer him $25 million more than that if the Warriors wouldn't have re-signed him for $25 million. They value him because they know his value for the Warriors. But I don't see any other team at that point after swinging on Poole that they would have gave this man over $25 million a year. But Klay is just another casualty of this decision. They got away with it when Durant left because they still had some juice in the tank and they weren't as old. But now, I know Jordan Poole didn't do anything with the Wizards, really, but he's not a franchise player. He's a player that would have fit perfectly with what they were doing. And right now, they do need younger players. And they need guys who are more athletic. And even with Klay Thompson, he's a scorer, right? They need scoring more than they need a great defensive player right now. Mm. They need more scoring than they do a linchpin defender that's going to put you over the hump. They're not close to the hump. They actually need people to get buckets right now. Draymond is like a luxury item that if you're close and you need a little, he'll get it for you. But if you are in a mode where you don't need that yet, And you need people to actually put the ball in the basket, which is what they needed last year against the Kings. It was just Steph out there. You need guys like Poole. You need guys like even Clay, because you gotta be able to score with the other team before you talk about having a lockdown defender who can put you over the hump. And they overestimated and didn't foresee that the team was going a downward spiral when they re-signed Draymond from a perspective of, all we need is Draymond and we still gonna be in it. No, no, no. You can't let go of the younger weapons because you're not that close. And like I said again, they benched him against the Celtics.
Yep.
Like, why are we forgetting that? Like, he sat the bench in that finals. They had to bring him off the bench. It was Andrew Wiggins was the defensive stopper, right? And so I think they overvalued him. And when Kerr said what he said about, we don't win a championship without Draymond, yes, if you're a championship team. But he forgot to mention that we're no longer a championship team. So this extra boost and put this over the hump is not that valuable right now because we're not there yet.
I'm in your church and I'm standing up and I'm saying amen. Amen to that. I agree with damn near everything he said, Steiny.
Don't forget, you know what, now, and I'm not saying this is insightful. In fact, this is, what's it called? Hindsight. There's no doubt this is hindsight. But maybe we should have known this was going to happen when Clay brought up his mental health. He needed to do what's good for his mental health. Why would he even say that if he were in a great space with a team he's played with for 13 years? He would have never even used that phrase unless...
Well, to kind of get through it,
want to be here.
Yeah. So there were talks.
When?
Right when the season ended, and they didn't like what they were hearing.
I don't think there was an offer after the season.
I'm reaching bad defense, but I think the role had a lot to do with the money, too. He just showed us, you can tell me the taxes or whatnot, but I do wonder if they envisioned Klay Thompson coming off the bench, and he didn't want that role.
Take a listen to what Klay said after the season.
I think you're going to play forever, really. I was actually struggling with that a lot in the beginning of this year because of the unknown, you know? I mean, I might have let contract situations or playing time or making up a lot of excuses rather than just appreciating what is in front of me. It took me and Steve like four real heart-to-heart talks to finally break my shell, being like, you know what? I got to have fun this year. I deserve to have fun. Like, I can still be a heck of a player if I just give gratitude and keep that perspective. Like, I'm out here balling. And in saying that, when it comes to free agency in July, I just got to keep that in mind. Like, yes, I want to re-sign with the Doves, but I also have to prioritize my mental health and lay out what is important to me at this point in my career.
Wow. That was on the Draymond Green podcast. That was Klay Thompson at the end of the season.
And what do you think is important to him?
Well, now looking back on that, when he said, you know, grateful and, you know, I need to look at it positively, I think he knew then it was his last year.
Wow.
That's, I think, what he was talking about is, look, this is my last year here. I may as well try to enjoy it. Maybe he saw I think when he said that, he saw the writing on the wall.
Man, Stanley, I never would have thought the 0-10 or the play-in loss would be Klay Thompson's last game in the Warrior uniform.
Well, it's a play-in game, so it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Rick's in Hayward. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Ricky.
I'm doing good, thank you. You know, I've been listening to a lot of people's got some good points. You know, I'm just wondering if Kuminga's caught up in this pool situation. Pool, he had value. So let's not forget, that guy turned the ball over as much as he scored at times.
Sure.
And I think in some of that's falling on Kuminga, they don't want to see it again. You know, he's a young kid, and, he's going to make mistakes. But with Klay, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. He was one of the big three.
No doubt.
As we say, it was the big three, not the big one or the big two. It was the big three. They gelled together. They played ball together. They knew each other. You can't say one's better than the other because they all had different values. They all gave something different to that big three.
Mm.
And I think that they kind of fell off on, he got the bad end of that thick when you talk about the big three. You know, I'm not going to say anything negative about Curry or Draymond or any of the players because they, I think they give everything they got. It's just sometimes it takes chemistry to make it happen. And I think Clay was part of that chemistry.
Thanks, Rick. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you. The Warriors have made a move. They've signed DeAnthony Melton. $12.8 million, one season. That's their mid-level exception. Melton was a key reserve in Memphis in 21-22. Then he was acquired by Philadelphia. He averaged 11 points in 38 games this past season for the Sixers before ongoing back issues caused him to miss the majority of the season. So he only played 38 games.
Yeah. And a lot of people are asking, Stani, who's the player coming back? I was asking Evan during the break, but that might be a pick coming back.
Could be anything. Right. Who
so
knows?
If they do not take a player back, that activates about a $16 million trade exception.
Wow.
Which they could use to acquire a bigger name than one that would probably be coming back.
When's the last time the Warriors used a trade exception and actually paid a guy? It's a long time. They've had a bunch of trade exceptions, it feels like.
Why do I want to say Jarebko from Toronto when they had him? He was on the game the other night. He was on the Warriors team. Is that we'll get to it.
I think he was just a free agent. Okay. I might be wrong.
But that's exciting if I don't like. I don't want to hear a name or the 12th and 13th man on either one of those Dallas, as opposed to what Evan said. If you could use that money to get a bigger name, wow.
Well, I mean, I guess in theory, just because. And Evan, I don't know if you're listening here or not, but I guess in theory, a guy like Tim Hardaway Jr. The Warriors could just accept a guy. The reason I'm using him is because I know he makes $16.4 million.
And he's gone.
So, in theory, they could fit him under in a trade for a draft pick or something.
Yes, but also by using their mid-level, they have hard capped themselves on the first apron. Right now they have 11 men on the roster, and it's a little tight. So they'd have to figure it out.
Right, right.
But Markkanen's on the board.
925, does Clay think he's going to start in Dallas? Because I don't see it. I think I'll say it again, much easier for Klay Thompson to accept coming off the bench in Dallas than with the Warriors.
And you correct me if I'm wrong, partner, that falls under mental health that Klay spoke about, to where if he did do that, it would be easier to do in a new locale.
Well, yeah. They also just didn't trade, but their starting three last year just signed with the Clippers, so they need a starting small forward, and Klay Thompson could do that.
You're talking about Derrick Jones Jr.
Yes. Yep.
You think Wiggins gets traded? I don't know why I'm starting to believe Wiggins might get moved with that old, you can't play for old Canada. I feel it.
I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to say the Warriors would like to move Andrew Wiggins, but you got to look at the other team and the other team's general manager. Who's giving up something significant? Like, how could you, if you're another team, how could you trade somebody who is contributing on your team for a complete unknown?
Well, like Brandon Ingram. Would the Pelicans look at a mature Andrew Wiggins and be proactive if the Warriors could add something to Andrew Wiggins and say, you know what, there's not enough room for you here. We'll take Wiggins and he'll be up in a couple years and we'll get off of that. I don't know. But I still think of the basketball that he plays, Andrew Wiggins can make contributions.
I think you're like the only one at this point. I mean,
that hurt.
If I am the New Orleans Pelicans,
you want no part of
them. I'm not giving up Ingram for him, and I know they got to sign Ingram at some point. But
Coach Green has rapport with Wig.
Eric's in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's a sad, sad day.
Wow.
One quick point, Steiny. The last time the Warriors used a trade exception was for Kelly Oubre during the COVID season. They used the Iguodala
well done.
Trade exception to bring him in.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Great stuff.
Yeah. It's a sad day. I did want to point out one thing to you guys. I wanted to see what you guys thought about this. What if the big mistake was giving Draymond that fourth year? Because realistically, if you think about it, Draymond was a free agent and Klay had 1 year left. And essentially, the extension offer the Warriors gave him would have been 3 for 90, right, if you count this year. And if they'd given Draymond 3 years and Steph 3 years, then all their contracts would have expired in 2 seasons. And then I think maybe the feelings wouldn't have been so hurt because from the information that comes out, maybe you guys disagree, this seems more about Klay's pride being hurt, or not necessarily pride, but feelings in terms of maybe not feeling great self-worth, to the, or not self-worth, but the team not feeling that he's as worthy. And so I'm wondering if maybe from a contract structuring perspective, if they just lined it up so it's 3-3-3, that might have alleviated the problem.
Maybe.
But
maybe, Eric.
But at the end of the, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I love Klay.
Yeah, it stinks. It stinks. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. We're up against it. It stinks.
It does stink. Good word.
It stinks. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson, officially a Dallas Maverick. Well, not officially, but he's intending to sign with the Mavericks. 3 years, $50
million. If you know Klay three, it's a goal! Oh, man! Klay driving again. Good! Oh, kill me! Get it to him again. He's got it. His three. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Got him again.
Got him again. His three. If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it. George Gervin at 33 and a quarter. And Klay Thompson has 50. And 37 in a quarter.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just an unbelievable shooting performance by Klay Thompson that night against Sacramento.
Yep.
He was 11 for 11 from the field in the third quarter. 37 points.
In a quarter!
Hey, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear now on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. From now on, every guest on 95.7 The Game will appear courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Klay Thompson, he's signing with the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, wow. $50 million, 13-year career with the Warriors comes to an end, and he will be playing for the Dallas Mavericks. In a separate move, the Warriors signed De'Anthony Melton, a combo guard, played in Philly last year for $12.8 million, which is the mid-level exception.
I played 38 games last year. I don't know why I'm fixated on that. Stani, I normally don't do this before we get back to the phones.
Okay.
Hit the cafeteria on a Monday, but we got to pour out a little liquor for our boy. Would you mind accompanying me to the cafeteria
Klay
Thompson?
Possibly. Okay. Isn't that what he said? Possibly.
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Janet. Is in Berkeley.
Hey,
Janet in Berkeley. Hey. Hi, Janet.
Hey, this is a really, really sad day for the Bay Area. I absolutely, you know, have been a diehard Laker fan. My mother, who was 98 years old, never, ever missed a game and knew all the other players on the team. And so this is really a sad day because Klay Thompson helped to create the dynasty that we all talk about, especially when they were winning and whenever they do win. And suddenly, you know.
Gosh, almost.
Yeah, see, we got the point, though.
People are upset.
No doubt about it.
People are upset. By the way, I'm looking at a map of Dallas.
The Metroplex.
It ain't close to water.
Well, what are you talking about? Yeah, what about Lake Ray Hubbard?
Yeah.
Look at Lake Ray Hubbard.
You'll have to do that on
that
the off-season.
That looks like a big, big body of water.
Yeah.
Just outside Garland, Texas.
As somebody who's lived in the DFW, ain't no liquid.
How many places have you lived?
I've lived in seven states.
Okay.
That's for a young man.
It's a, yeah, you're right. It's probably about a two-hour drive from Dallas.
It is the largest area of land in the country without a major body of water.
Don't forget about Lake Conroe out in Dallas.
I thought it's got coastline near Galveston.
Galveston's like that's 5 hours away. Yeah. Away.
You hate to see
it's like here to Tahoe.
Let's go to Chucky. Chucky is in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Chucky, how you doing, man?
Fellas, how you guys doing?
Man, nobody's good. Doing Chucky, right. They let Clay go, man.
And they sure did. Hey, look, man, you can check your archives. After the play-in last year, I told you, man, when Clay went 0-10, that it was over. It was a wrap.
Wow.
And so if I can have you guys permission, can I walk down a different road?
Oh, sure.
Okay, this is my road I'm going to walk down. I haven't heard nobody say this. Woodard and Dibbs and Vontae and Chasky and Spadoni and Guru, you, Steiny, and Evan, none of you guys. You guys got all the connections, all the inside tips. But none of you guys don't be in the weight room with the players. You don't be at the practices. And what my thing is Clay, he not himself. Now, the Warriors did all they could do. They even gave him a little offer, but Clay didn't want to take the offer. He took upon himself to try and play himself into a better offer. But Dre and Dre and Curry, they know that Clay not the same.
All right, it's thanks, Chucky. Chucky, I'm up against it. The connection's not great.
Yeah, he was breaking up.
Can somebody on the YouTube chat tell me about Lake Ray Hubbard? Looks like it's about 2 hours from Dallas, and it looks like a monster.
But
body
that's not
of
a
water.
Way for him to go to on the boat to the game like he could do here in the Bay.
No, but he could dock that thing at Lake Ray Hubbard and zip around.
That's a nasty name for a lake. Shout out Lake Merritt.
In case you're just joining us, Clay Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, is intended to sign a contract with the Dallas Mavericks. The original Splash Brother, along with Steph Curry, has played his last game for the Golden State Warriors. And 13 years, four titles.
Damn.
13 years and four titles for Klay Thompson. And it was a long time ago that one Mark Jackson said, this is the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And he was right.
Wow. Outside of the sadness, Steiny,
say so.
Can I share with you my biggest question that this hole leaves? Who the F is going to be the Warriors starting to?
Right now, it's either going to be Pajemski, Moody, or D'Anthony Melton, I would think. Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable with any of those three.
But you're comfortable with an aging Klay Thompson. See, that's, and I'm not like, I just said, that's the thing. I mean, I don't.
But that was 18 a game, 39% from three. No. Continuity.
Okay, then why didn't they? Why do you think they didn't?
But what we're doing right now, it might have been him.
Might have been him. Obviously had a lot to do with the Warriors.
When can we hear from the players?
Not for a while.
And that's because?
July 6th. Mm. We're in now the legal tampering period.
But you could do IG posts. I'm sure they're going to.
Clay could thank the fans,
yeah.
Except he hates them. I'm kidding. He's a tough one. And I'll say it one more time. My daughter Grace's favorite player. Remember, he's just a little 9-year-old liking Klay Thompson.
That's right.
She's 22 now. 22 years old. And I remember liking Klay Thompson and bringing a Klay Thompson jersey to her when she was 11 or 12. So it does stink when a legend moves on, and that's exactly what's happening right now.
So you came into this knowing, just real quick for the people that don't listen to our show, first time listening, you kind of felt this was destiny, that he was going to depart. Because I wear my heart on my sleeve. I was like, you know what, he ain't going nowhere, Steiny.
I mean, it certainly felt as though over the last 3 or 4 weeks that it was done.
Mm, wow.
Too many people were reporting that there was acrimony or something going on between the Warriors and Klay Thompson. And I just felt like there was something going on with Klay Thompson and the Warriors, and he feels like he got disrespected, and now he's going to play for the Dallas Mavericks.
And we got to check on Fitz, because when he came on our show, he
Clay's family.
Clay was a part of this, you know, going forward.
That's true. That's true. Oh, Clay also reportedly, and this is very interesting, turned down 4 years and $80 million from the Lakers. So he took 3 for $50 instead of 4 for $80 with the hometown Lakers. And that tells me one or two things. One is he didn't want to play with LeBron James.
Okay.
And I think he thinks Dallas is a much better chance to win a ring.
Well, I thought you were going to add Redick.
Maybe that. Yeah. Who knows?
The Lakers are a circus right now.
And you know what? There's some players that don't like to play in their hometown because there are, or there tend to be, a lot of distractions. All right, coming up on the other side, it's time for the crossover. And we got a special crossover for you on the other side, but I'm not going to tell you why it's special. Just know that we do. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
Next question.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.